Texte numéro 112. The right in the US has a new bogeyman, libraries. Last month I went to a library in more or less the exact middle of America, and everyone was there, kids, elderly people, students of all ethnicities and ability levels, quietly doing their own thing, together. A librarian interviewed me in an elegant amphitheatre in front of Kansas City residents. We spoke about immigration, politics and the climate crisis, and managed to laugh a lot too. We had a frank and fun conversation in a public space, free to all. I only later thought about how rare that is, and how profound. Pelayo Losada is a librarian and was elected president of the American Library Association, ALA, earlier this year. Pelayo Losada is taking on the role at a time when the right has intensified an orchestrated assault on books, intellectual freedom, and of course, libraries. In her words, it's a political, concerted, organized attack that makes it hard for us to do our jobs. The ALA has been tracking bans for 2 decades and reported that 2021 was the worst year for attempted censorship, with 1,597 books challenged. As long as there have been books, there has been censorship. Often, censorship is demanded under cover of vague public decency concerns. But the truth is, these are simply a veil over a darker motive. We see this play out in today's move to ban books, with many of them about LGBTQ+ rights or racism, often written by people of colour. The censorship, frequently pushed by conservative groups, is linked to wealthy right-wing donors. Republican legislators, who loudly claim they are all for freedom of speech, are working to change how library board members are appointed and challenging laws that protect librarians and teachers from prosecution should they be accused of sharing something someone could find offensive. The battle against intellectual freedom has escalated from the legal into the physical world. 20 masked neo-Nazis recently protested outside a library in Boston, hosting a drag queen story hour event. Last November, members of the Proud Boys, a far-right group, showed up at a school board meeting in Illinois. There, they jeered at students arguing for their right to read Genderqueer, an autobiography about the non-binary author Maya Kobabe's journey of gender identity as a teenager, and one of the books targeted by conservatives nationwide. Are they so frightened of young people reading about someone else's life experience? I think the right wing is really afraid of libraries, not because libraries promote any one type of information, but because libraries promote information itself. Libraries help us to think. That is why they are powerful, and that is why they are under attack. That is also why we must protect them. Adapted from The Guardian, July 2022.